Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go. I didn't quite indicate that, hey, I don't have any desire to see you again. Well, you get to write about me and blog about me, and then you do podcasts with your other lovers, but I don't get to see the site. Masturbation. Masturbation. Yes. I had a great solo session the other night. I said I wanted to have more G-spot orgasms. Accomplished. Yes. Somebody's hitting that. Hey guys, well, it's another throwback episode. This is originally number 27, Ghosts, Disclosures, and Masturbation. So I was covering a bunch of different subjects. You know what's really interesting when I listen to this is I can hear my little girl dog. She's the one whining in the background. Sorry about that. She probably wanted to be fed. You know how us women get when we're hungry? Oh my gosh. This is the hard thing about listening to these old throwback episodes is, you know, hearing her in the background, which she pretty much always was. But this is quite an interesting episode. I'm letting go of someone. And as you do, there's like this circle back around where they will reach back out to you. And I really knew that this person at the time just wasn't right for me and what I was doing. But it's so interesting because when I listen to myself, I can hear how, and I don't know if you listeners that have been following me since the beginning, if you notice how really just unattached I am at this point. I pretty much kind of look at that like I was a different person. That's why having these old audios and these, you know, following myself through this whole Curious Girl Diaries sexual road trip has been so fascinating for me because I get to see where I'm starting this and I'm really, really toeing the line for, you know, this is what you do. These are the rules. This is what you do. This is what you don't do. And, you know, so far up to this point, it's working really well. It's also helping me because I had those rules and I clearly defined what I was trying to accomplish with all this sexual experimentation. It was easy for me to say this person isn't fitting that bill and isn't reaching that criteria. Not a slight on him. It's just I'm not going to deviate from my plan for anybody. Anybody. I was not about making any concessions or, hey, are you comfortable with this? Or are you not comfortable with it? But as it turns out, you know, he really wasn't. He didn't like it. He wasn't comfortable with me seeing other guys and especially did not like the podcast blogging idea. So I'm really glad I stuck to my guns and I just moved forward. And, you know, this is a real good message for people. If you're with someone that isn't, they want you to change or they're not respecting your boundaries or what you've said, then that's kind of a red flag. So listen to those little things. And again, you know, not trying to make a bad example out of him. He's not a bad person. It's just we weren't on the same page. And I had to, you know, be real clear and stick to my guns. And I feel like I did that. So anyway, give it a listen. Please let me know what you think. And hope you enjoy it. Okay. Mwah. Bye. All right. Good morning. I am in bed. You're in bed with me again. Isn't this nice? It's nice and cozy. Yes, I just didn't feel like getting into my office just yet. So I'm doing this from bed and I've got surrounded by two little dogs here who are, I'm trying to keep from moving around, but now they're moving around. So the first thing I wanted to get going on was kind of, what do you do when there's a ghost from your past? And what I mean by that is I just recently had somebody that I used to see in the very beginning of this, and they just circled back around.
And we kind of had an awkward sort of parting of the ways. Not too bad, but just probably wanting different things. And there was a lot of weird just emotions and stuff. It just got kind of weird. It really went into a weird gray zone. And anyhow, I spoke with him yesterday, and, you know, I pretty much knew, like, I don't have any desire to go back to this. And then when I talked to him on the phone, it really, really solidified that for me. And I'm not quite sure how to relay that. I don't know why. I'm sort of having a hard time with it. So in essence, you know, I didn't quite indicate that, hey, you know, I don't have any desire to see you again. Well, I shouldn't say again, just anymore. I mean, I, the minute I heard his voice and he started talking, he had kind of said the previous night in text, you know, that he changed or there were reasons why he was acting the way he was acting. And then the minute we get on the phone, I'm like, there it is. Boom. Same old guy. So I just was listening to him thinking, oh no, you know, what am I going to say? Because I think he is under the impression, unless I'm wrong, that, you know, we will be getting together at some point here in the near future. And, you know, kind of picking up where we left off. And, oh my gosh, you know, I don't want that. But I'm thinking to myself too, when I'm hearing him, I'm like, God, what the fuck was I even thinking in the first place? And it's not that he's not a fun guy. We had a lot of fun together. And we had, we had a lot of fun together. The other interesting thing too is, so he didn't know about the blog when I started. He was in the first group of guys. And he didn't know about the blog. And then I told him yesterday, I should have said a damn thing. Why did I tell him? I don't know. I should, because now he's like, well, what's the link? I want to listen to it, or I want to, you know, check it out. And I told him no, because he just gets weird about that stuff. The minute he would come here and read about the other guys, I'm telling you, it would get thrown in my face in about 2 seconds. That's the way it works with him, unfortunately. I get some, you know, it would just be snarkiness up the wazoo, and I'm not up for it. And there's really no point in me giving it to him anyway, because I'm not gonna pursue this with him. So I don't know if that was the right thing to do, but I'm sort of struggling with a really polite way to, because I don't want to be rude. I mean, I always want to be polite. With a polite way to just say, you know, no thanks. And I talked to my friend, my guy friend that I reference all the time now. He's just amazing. He has, you can ask him any question. He'll have he has the best things to say. And he should just give out advice for a living. I mean, really, he's just so good at it. But he did kind of, I think, give me some, you know, sound advice. And I sort of have a generic idea about what I want to say, but I'm still kind of working on it. If anybody has any advice, like if they were let down nicely or how they let someone down nicely, you know, let me know. And God, I'm just like cringing though at having to do it. I don't know why. I really don't know why. Why I'm having a stump, why this is a little bit of a roadblock for me, because, you know, it is what it is. And it's not going to go any farther, you know, for me. And, and that's definitely the best decision for me. So I'm not, it's unfortunate. Like I said, it was unfortunate because He was always really fun. We had, you know, a lot of chemistry. That's my dog. She's, get back. Get back. You're right on the microphone. We had a lot of chemistry and we had a lot of fun. But there was also a lot of weird shit that went on between us. And after having done this for a while now and sort of refining it, I just want to have fun. It's about having fun. And that's been the focus. And that's really what I've been able to do, you know, with meeting people. And I actually have met a lot of really great, fun, nice people. And he was the most problematic. So, you know, I don't want to go back to that. While he was, you know, one of the funnest, it was always just, it was a constant trade, you know, and you don't want, you know, again, this is supposed to be just lighthearted fun, and that's the way you want it to be. So, I don't know, it felt like some little black cloud following me around after I saw him. So at any rate, again, if anybody has any advice for me, just send me a quick email, like some great one-liners on, you know, how to be, I guess, I don't know, politically correct about it. I'll figure it out. I kind of have to, because he's expecting me to touch base tomorrow so that we can set something up. I'm going to have to say, you know, what I'm going to have to say. So I'm going to figure this out. So there's a rush on this. Please help me out here. Okay. Hey, then another thing that's kind of been coming up, it's interesting. I get a lot of, and I think I've mentioned this before, it sort of makes sense, but it kind of doesn't. I get a lot of guys that, you know, they'll take a look at the website and they're like, oh, you know, everybody you're dating is perfect, or not dating, but everyone that you're seeing with all these guys are perfect, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's like, no, nobody's perfect. Of course they're not perfect. Do I write people in the best possible light? Am I looking at things with my rose colored glasses? Yes, of course. And I'd probably write them the same way or speak about them the same way. You know, this is lighthearted, fun stuff, these encounters. And these dynamics are, you know, that's what I'm looking for. So that's what I'm finding. And I get, you know, guys that I think would be fun. And then, you know, again, when I tell them what I'm doing, you know, and I disclose about the website and the blogging and all that, they're like, hey, all of a sudden it's like their self-esteem goes down. And I just had it happen recently with one guy, you know, I'm not saying his self-esteem went down, but it was just kind of like, oh, you know, and he was a little bit older, which I had said I'd like to have some fun with some older guys older than me. And this does seem to bother them more. Maybe it just feels competitive in nature and they don't like it. I'm not sure, but it is, I would say, a turnoff for them. It doesn't come across that way, like, hey, this is turning me off. It just like, again, all of a sudden, like, they're deflated. Like, oh, you know. I don't know. I don't know. You know, I don't know what to make of it. I'm seriously starting to get on the fence about whether or not I say a damn thing about this. I'm split on the middle here, because I feel like it's, you know, problematic for some people, but I also kind of feel like, you know, I could see how it would be, it could be perceived as, you know, I'm hiding something from them if they found out about it after the fact. And that, and I seems to me that, I guess I'm leaning more towards just being open about it, because finding out about it after the fact is problematic. You know, case in point, with, the guy was talking about, you know, the ghost from the past, you know, he all of a sudden he didn't like it. And then he's like, well, I want to see, you know, what you're writing about. And I don't know how he put it, but, you know, these other guys, it was almost like, well, you get to write about me and blog about me, and then you do podcasts with your other lovers, but I don't get to see the site, you know? And I guess I kind of see his point, but I didn't want to give it to him anyway, because like I said, it's a moot point. It's just a moot point. And I can tell good and well that, you know, he'd probably get sour grapes about it. I know he would get sour grapes about it. There's no way around it with him. So, anyway, I kind of got off on a tangent there, but I'm stuck on whether or not to, you know, say anything about it. I know it's weird. Believe me, I know it's a weird, oddball, goofy thing to be doing. And I don't know. It's one little thing that's kind of fun. It's, you know, it's, how did my friend put it? He said, it's like a hobby. I mean, the site. And it kind of is, you know, it's just, it's interesting. It's been interesting to, put myself out there and, you know, be sharing what I'm doing. And then also the feedback, you know, the feedback's been really positive and it's fun and I like it. So, you know, as I said, I'll continue to do it. I think, you know, as long as I'm kind of out there doing the online thing, doing the Friends with Benefits thing, I think I'll keep this, you know, forum going. Okay, let's get to the fun topic. Masturbation. Yes. I had a great solo session the other night. Oh my God. It just got me like thinking, it's weird. I go in phases. I'm sure everybody does too. Sometimes I'm just like, I can't even keep my hands off myself. And then other times, you know, I'm busy and there's just a lot of, encounters going on. And, you know, I like to get myself built up and worked up in between, you know, encounters, because especially when I know, you know, what my scheduling is, you know, when I'm going to see this guy next or that guy next, it's weird, I don't want to waste it. I don't know if anybody else kind of thinks like that sometimes. Maybe girls do, maybe they don't, maybe guys do, maybe they don't. I don't know. Sometimes I get it in my head, like where I want to save it like for that person so that when I see them, I'm just like so fucking hot and ready to go. And I'm dying to come, that it just kind of adds to the excitement for me. So it just depends on my mood. And then other times I could be seeing them in a couple hours and I'm masturbating even before I get there, kind of a warm up. So it just depends on my mood. I don't know. But anyway, the other night I thought, you know what? I want to work on my G-spot, because I haven't done an update to the sex bucket list, but I said I wanted to have more G-spot orgasms. Accomplished. Yes. Somebody's hitting that the right way. Although it is hard to do. I mean, I don't know. It's awful because, you know, somebody can do stuff to you and you're like, what the fuck are they doing? How are they doing it? I don't know. I can't. And then you try to recreate it with someone else and it's like, nah, it's not quite working out the same. I don't know. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's a different headspace. I mean, who knows? But at any rate, I've said that it's easy, you know, it's easier to have a G-spot orgasm with a dildo because they're so stiff. And, so anyway, the other night I just went to town. I had the Hitachi and the dildo. And oh my God, that was sent me through the roof. That was such a good orgasm. Oh my God. Oh, I'm thinking I'm going to need to do that when I get off this podcast. Shit. I mean, it was very fun. And I need to start, I think I need to start playing around with myself more because, you know, some guys encourage me like, hey, you know, try this, try that, and on yourself, you know, and I'm like, I guess sometimes I get lazy. I don't know. I'm like, no, you just do it because you do. I'll let you do it. I mean, it's a lot more fun when somebody else does it. But anyhow, so I've kind of masturbation has been on my mind. But here's the one thing that I'm like, all of a sudden it popped in there. I'm like, I kind of forgot about this little fantasy. It sort of springs off a Clark fantasy where, you know, there's a lot of teasing going on. And I would love to just make some guy, you know, totally start teasing him, maybe touching him a little bit, and then make him watch me masturbate. Not able to touch me, but super, super close. And then maybe I might ask him for some fingers to assist or something like that when he's just ready to pop. But I've just lately, that's kind of just been running through my mind, that little fantasy, like I'm in the mood to just tease the shit out of somebody. And it kind of, that mood kind of comes and goes, but it's, you know, I'm just kind of getting to, sometimes I get in these dominant modes where, you know, I just, yeah, I'm heavy into the tease and denial. And right now I'm in that mode, and I need to get one of these guys to act it out with me. A lot of guys are less, I don't say aggressive, but you know, they can go both ways. Like they like to be dominant, and then they can also just, you know, tone it down and let me take the lead. So I kind of know who that group who's in that pack. I need to schedule that. I think I need to schedule that. That'll be a fun. Plus, it'd be a fun blog, you know, just, it's almost like I'm acting out. I can't remember the name of the one Let Me Edge You? That might have been that one fantasy that I wrote about Clark. And yeah, I think that I need to make that happen. Or something in that ballpark there. It's just been on my mind, and I'm like, yeah. And I'm noticing the things I'm more drawn to right now, like on Tumblr and stuff like that, it's a little more female dominant. So anyhow, I'm sure other people do that too. I'm curious about that. Does anybody else do that? Do you get in different modes? I do. And you know what I fully appreciate? There's some guys that kind of have they're very creative, and they'll do, like, you never know what you're going to get when you show up. You know, you think they're one style, right? But they surprise you. And you know, you're always kind of just pleasantly surprised, like what type of an encounter you're going to have. It's not always, you know, aggressive. It's not always, sensual. It's just you're going to go around the world with them. And that's fun. That's really fun. I like guys with that kind of, you know, dynamic that it's not always, you know, the same thing. They mix it up and it's fun. And sometimes I'm like, oh God, I thought we were going to, you know, I was hoping we were going to do this. And then boom, we end up doing something else. And I thoroughly enjoy it. So anyway, yes, I think I need to do a lot more masturbating. I think I still need to get some more new toys. I got to find some good G-spot stimulator toys. I'm up for suggestions because, you know, when you go, I got to tell you, you know, those toys are not, usually a lot of them aren't cheap. The good ones aren't cheap. And so you feel kind of like you can't take them back, you know, and you feel like, oh gosh, you know, before I drop 150 or 200 or whatever, you know, you want it to be good. I mean, like that, was it that womanizer? That's a good one. That was like $150, I think. And then, what else? Yeah, I mean, all the new good kind of fancy stuff, you know, is that's going to last a long time. You know, it's kind of like an investment. I mean, you know, so, you definitely want to make sure that you get something good. I'll tell you, I still am like blown away with the Hitachi though. Damn. I'm so bummed. I just like, I don't know why. I just thought that is, I cannot have that big old bulky thing. It is inconvenient. It's hard to stash in your purse when you go see someone, but it's so goddamn strong and ugh, amazing. The only bummer though is it's so strong that like the next day, I'm not kidding, I'm a little puffy down there. It's swollen. There's so much stimulation. And you know, right when I'm done using it, there's all these little tingles, you know, like when your foot falls asleep. It's kind of like that. There's all these weird, like, I feel all these weird sensations and like tingles and pops and just weird stuff. I mean, maybe it's with the blood flow. I don't know. There's some weird shit going on when you're done using that. It just, maybe I'm using it too hard. Maybe I'm dumbing myself out. I don't know. But it does get puffy down there, and then I'll be sore the next day. Sometimes I'll be sore the next day from that. It just, it's like all that vibrating and yeah. I don't know. I need to maybe just go back to I got a new little pink pocket rocket type thing. Just a little clit stimulator, and it's, that thing's pretty good. It's strong. So maybe I just need to kind of, I don't know, lay off the Hitachi and use the other one, but damn, that Hitachi is just so good. Oh my gosh. All right. Well, I'll end it on that note. And I think you guys all can figure out what I'm going to do. It's early morning. I still have plenty of time for some good little, you know, for some self-love this morning, feeling like loving on myself. So might have to go just take care of business, knock a couple out. All right. As usual, thank you for listening. And questions or comments, you can send them to Curious Girl at thecuriousgirldiaries.com.
Okay. So what did you think? Maybe. Now, just maybe. Do you think that maybe the G-spot orgasms I was getting from somebody else was a little influential in my decision to let someone go and just continue to do what I was doing, because I was having so much fun exploring my sexuality, knocking things off my bucket list, and I didn't want anyone or anything to stop me. I am so glad to this day that, you know, I've made the decisions that I've made along the way. They really have been the right ones for me. And what if I would have stopped? What if I would have said, okay, I'll shut it down. I won't do this. You know, you and I, we can just have sex, blah, blah, blah. I'll stop, you know, being who I am, or throw a goal of mine out the window. And that would have been that. You wouldn't be listening to me right now today. Anyways, well, I'm grateful that you're listening to me right now today. And I'm so grateful that, you know, I went with my gut instinct and I just kept pushing forward. You've got to know when to draw a line in the sand. You've got to know when to set boundaries. And everybody out there that's thinking about going out and doing this, you know, and especially if you're a woman, you can do it. You can come up with your own sex bucket list, create your own little adventure. I highly, highly encourage it. Of course, men too. I just think it's a lot easier for you than women. We're just a little more shy about saying, hey, I'm sexual too. So I encourage all of this. Thanks, guys, for listening. And tune in for next week. On next week's first episode of the week will be my drum roll, please, my sex bucket list for 2021. Yeah, you're not going to want to miss that one because it's going to be hot and juicy. Of course, I'm going to explain everything that I want to do in quite the detail. It'll be X-rated for sure. All right. Love you guys. Have a good weekend. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend. And make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.